I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His name is Wes Drewham, as Carl's having some issues with his service out there. We're going to get that fixed. But meanwhile, Wes does join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Does a great job doing ACC radio and TV. What's going on, superstar?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, brother. Tough news as we now hear it's official with the Big Ten and now Pac-12 as reports are coming down. What do you make of this, Wes?
Oh, Mike, I think that, in June, we had all hoped that if there was going to be teams in schools that didn't feel comfortable playing or that their resources weren't going to allow them to test the right way, that, you know, it might be Power 5. The Power 5 would be excluded, right? I mean, these commissioners had all seemed to be working as continuous as possible, with Jack Swarbrick, the AD of Notre Dame, being the sixth guy at the table. And in June I felt like that we were probably doing the right things as a country and the numbers were skewing the right ways, and then when things got a little balky mid to late June and then carried into July, I think there was real concern about certain states in the country, and that's everybody I talked to beyond the ACC and within the league was concerned that, what if somebody started to lean as to not to play, right? And I think the Big Ten was the first in the water to say we're not going to play non-conference games, and then the Pac-12, who traditionally has followed the Big Ten in a lot of things, went right behind them. And then all of a sudden that put the onus on kind of where the other three leagues were going to go. I think it's important to know that in the last couple of weeks, every indication I've gotten from ACC and people that follow the SEC and so forth is that these task force that have been created by the conferences themselves, which they tried to feature the best medical people they have on each of the institution's campuses, have really started to have a lot of input in this. And that certainly is the case in the Big Ten. The other scenario playing in the Big Ten is that Kevin Warren is the brand new commissioner of the Big Ten, who came over after spending many years with the Vikings in the National Football League. He's 8 months into his administration, and the presidents and chancellors in the Big Ten, knowing that Kevin's platform, his biggest platform as commissioner of the Big Ten, is student welfare, the presidents and chancellors are all about student welfare. And as you've seen in the last 48 hours since over the weekend, there's a lot of concern in the Big Ten about myocarditis and some of the things that could develop post COVID-19, along with some of the hot spots in that footprint. The thing we're getting to, and you guys, I heard Carl mention the Pac-12, if the Big Ten went, the Pac-12 was just going to follow. Right. And there are a lot of underlying issues with the Pac-12 from a financial standpoint at this point too. Not to mention you've got two states that are going to have real quarantine issues, Arizona and California, so it'd be hard to play. But the Pac-12 was also reported by the folks in Portland was going to have to take a $64.5 million line of credit to play. Okay, so we've got all sorts of scenarios, and as I told several people this summer, the cards have all been flipped over on the table, and people have gotten the deep look behind the curtain now at the world of college athletics to see just how fine a line some of these institutions and conferences are working. I'm not surprised at the first two, but the interesting part of it is, and you guys, I heard yesterday as I was driving back into town, I heard you guys talking about it. Now you're starting to see where, like, the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12 are going to have to make this hard decision too, and the decision to go or not go is a very, very complex and difficult decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.